This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Oh, man, fall is in the air. It's hot. It's hot. But fall is in the air. I mean, I finally got the fall breeze I've been begging for, a dry fall breeze that says fall is on the way. Thank you to Mother Nature. Lately, I've been thinking not Mother Nature, but Grandmother Nature. Thank you, Grandmother Nature, for being gentle and firm and reminding us of our history, of our place here in the borderlands. And here come the changes, right? The changes of autumn. And you start thinking about all those changes, like turkey vultures leaving. You start thinking about other autumnal things. Where is my favorite old jean jacket? Wonder when I'll see the first harrier. Is it time to gather three-leaved sumac fruit? Will there be acorns on the Mexican blue oaks? Oh, we got to check out the stands of rubber rabbit bush blooming by Whitewater Draw. Oh, man, I'm fall bloomers, the fall bloomers. I'm crazy for fall bloomers, but also, they're the plants that bloomed in the summer that are still maybe going on, right? There's a chance to see those blooming, especially if you get up in the hills or higher up in the mountains. Find a road into the hills, find a trail or bushwhack through the woods. Oh, and the bonus for going up higher in search of flora and fauna is that it's cooler and you may need that old jean jacket, Mr. Mosquito. Well, Ms. Mosquito and I dedicate one day a week to leaving our little homestead near the banks of the Ojolote and going to nearby deserts, nearby hills, nearby mountains. And fall has us heading into the hills and mountains. And recently, we went up to around 6,000 feet in elevation. Favorite little trail, a shady, rocky trail. It doesn't take much to get us excited. Same old plants, same old birds, same old lizards. But they have us exclaiming, oohing and aahing, and me searching my gray matter for plant names. My goodness, it's good stuff. And so on this slow, very slow walk up this trail, we went along a cliff, and we saw bright red splashes in the cracks and overhangs, coral bells, heuchera sanguinea, tall stems, panicles, 1 foot tall panicles coming out of a clump of green basal leaves, rounded, slightly lobed basal leaves. At the top of that panicle, red flowers, red, red, red flowers. The species name sanguinea means blood red, or I like to say blood red. And and they are blood red. And while I'm talking botanical names, heuchera, the genus, honors a doctor, professor of medicine, a botanist of the late 1600s, early 1700s in Wittenberg, Germany. You know, back then, and maybe just not that long ago, medication was plant-based. And back then, maybe with a few lizard tails and eyes of newts thrown in. Anyway, the genus Heuchera honors Johann Heinrich von Heucher. Right? Right. Heucheras, I'm trying to get myself, where am I? Heucheras are North American plants, and there are a slew of them. I mean, bunches of heucheras. Many are in horticulture, not just for the flowers, by the way, but also for those beautiful basal leaves. Here in Arizona, Heuchera sanguinea is one of six species of heucheras. Another common name for heuchera, by the way, is alum root, and that refers to the medicinal qualities, the medicinal uses of the roots, which are good for your tummy, and lower down, much lower down. Heuchera sanguinea in the mountains and blooming into fall, my friends. Well, hey, a big thank you to Grandmother Nature for fall and for the flora and fauna we find in the borderlands. The borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.